Good morning. Another beautiful start to the day across interior New York and New England with a mostly clear sky and comfortably cool temperatures in the 40s and lower to mid 50s. We do have areas of fog, and in some cases it's locally dense with visibilities under 1 mile, but this fog should dissipate quickly this morning with the rising sun, and we'll all enjoy a good amount of sunshine through the afternoon. The only exceptions would be locations right near the Canadian border and perhaps parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, where we will watch a weak mid-level disturbance pass through the region. This would tend to generate a few more clouds and just the outside risk of a passing sprinkle or a shower, but this will be widely scattered and the exception rather than the rule. Otherwise, the weather will be quiet and dry, and most places will make it into middle and upper 70s by mid to late afternoon. Overnight tonight, high pressure will continue to dominate, keeping skies clear, and it'll be comfortably cool once again with lows in the lower to mid-50s and some 40s in surrounding communities. This'll set us up for a great weekend. The same high pressure center will dominate the weather, with lots of sunshine across the region. The only exceptions may be along the immediate eastern seaboard, as a weak disturbance starts to move up our way in the mid-Atlantic region and up the coast, so a few high clouds especially will move on Sunday in these locations, otherwise dry weather with temperatures reaching into the lower 80s. Lower to mid-80s on Monday with a mixture of sunshine and clouds, and the humidity starts to creep in. This could lead to a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, otherwise nice in the lower to mid-80s, and summer-like warmth with increasing humidity Wednesday and Thursday of next week with highs back into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the southeast along the central Gulf Coast will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms with moderate rain at times through tomorrow. Saturday evening, the showers and thunderstorms will expand northward into parts of the mid-Atlantic region. Flash flood watches have been issued for most of Georgia and northern Florida due to this system. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erin, located about 430 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands. Maximum sustained winds are 40 miles per hour, and Erin is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue, with some decrease in forward speed during the next couple of days, and some slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. And closer to the lower 48, the Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad low pressure system accompanied by a large area of disorganized cloudiness and showers located over the northern Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. Little or no development of the low is expected while it remains over land. However, there is potential for the development to continue after the disturbance moves over the Gulf of Mexico later today. After that time, the low is forecast to move toward the central Gulf of Mexico, where upper-level winds would only favor slow development, if any. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Clovis, New Mexico, at 8:12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Colorado Springs, Colorado, at 5:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility, partly cloudy skies, and 39 degrees with a south wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, we have patchy fog and 54 degrees, the dew point 51, 90% relative humidity, a calm wind, and the barometer at 30.15 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Embarrass, Minnesota, West Yellowstone, Montana, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 63, that's 8 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2 inches even for the month so far, that's 19 hundredths above normal, and 30.81 inches for the year, which is 6.31 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 95, set in 1959, and the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m., Sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 13 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with just a slight risk of a passing shower in the mountains and closer to the Canadian border today. Otherwise, partly sunny and highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, pleasantly mild today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny, pleasantly mild today, with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, low humidity, lower 80s. A few more clouds Sunday, but still plenty of sun, dry in the lower 80s. On Monday, higher humidity, but still a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. Just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday in the lower 80s. And warm with increasing humidity and highs in the mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.